It is Ben and Christy rocking out for you Thursday. This Sunday on Southern Cross 10, huge day. It is the finale of The Biggest Loser.
I know, and when we say it's going to be big, we mean it. And to have a chat to us about it, of course, I was going to say the sexiest trainer. Maybe you would have a little bit of an argument with that one. Maybe you would vote Michelle. I vote Commando Steve.
He does join us. How are you this morning, Commando?
I'm good, guys. Yourselves?
Commando, we're great. We're kind of really excited to see the end of The Biggest Loser. It's always the best episode when you see everybody step out and do that fake karate chop to their former self.
Yeah, it can be a little cheesy at times, can't it?
Cheesy, but fun.
The little things that people come up with.
Yeah.
Do the producers tell them to do that, or do they have an option? Like, can they go a kick or a punch or a headbutt? What do they have?
Yeah, I think it's just whatever comes out naturally, but Sometimes it doesn't look too natural.
Commander, what would you do? How would you kick the ass of your former self? What would you go for?
I reckon I'd grab either side of his head and, drop a headbutt in there.
Just elbow drop.
I reckon I'd go boob grab just for something different.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
See, you're surprised, so would my former self be.
Let's talk about this, right, Commando. There's must be a soft side to you. What would be your perfect date? If you were to take the other half out for the perfect evening, let's see how romantic you can be.
A perfect evening?
Yeah, the perfect evening.
Well, it actually, to have a perfect evening, it would have to start earlier in the day.
Okay.
You'd have to organize, we're talking, I'm with the girl, so I'd have to maybe organize some flowers, book a nice restaurant, then kind of send a text out saying, okay, you need to be ready at this time, make sure you wear something nice, and then get myself all dressed up and looking pretty dapper, and then head out for a bite.
Are you dessert, Commando?
Am I dessert? I'm not a big fan of a dessert, but I'm more of a favourite kind of guy.
Benny just said, are you dessert? Are
for
you
her.
Dessert?
Oh, right. Do I dessert?
Oh. No, would you be, get the top off, put the hot fudge on the nipples and let it go crazy,
please.
Oh, geez, we're getting a little personal now, aren't we?
Yeah, fair call. I'll step away from
it. It's all a bit too much,
no,
isn't
it? No, mate, I'd make sure I had a mud kit and I'd do a big slide through that. I'd be like, all right, time for a shower.
Hey, Commando, I don't know if you have ever done this, and I don't reckon that you would have, but often when I go to gym, there's these really big, burly dudes, and I have seen out the corner of my eye, I swear I did see this, them taking a gym selfie. As they're lifting, they get out their iPhone, they snap a photo in the mirror, and then they upload it with the hashtag, do you even lift, bro?
How do you do a gym selfie whilst you're lifting? You have to have your mate.
Your mate would have to do it, wouldn't they?
I think he was doing bench press, but then he finished doing bench press, and then straight after, maybe so I look more authentic with the beads of sweat on his face. I don't know, but
Definitely. I've had mates, take a pic or, short video, an Instagram video whilst I've been lifting. But, I think there's a difference between doing it in, in promoting the brand and the type of training that I do and being very ego-fueled.
Hey, Commander, would you mind while I've got you on the phone to play a little game with us, being that it is coming up shortly to Easter, every special guest that we actually get on the show, we're asking them to do a massive favour for us. It's Ben and Christie's Hot Cross Celebrity Buns, and we've been asking all of our guests to actually take a snap of your buns so we can put them on our website.
Oh my gosh.
I swear this is not for personal use. It's for its work purposes.
I'm actually with a Commando, dude. this has been pitched at us. They said we've got to get a picture of the Commando's buns.
And how many other people have you got pictures of their buns?
You're the first.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
We'll just give you... I don't know if
I'm prepared to reveal my buns at this point in time.
So that's a no to the bun shot.
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe we could play another game with you, Commando. You ready?
Yeah.
We'd like to play the game Boot, Shag or Marry.
Boot, Shag or Marry. Okay.
So we're going to give you three people. One person you have to boot, one person you have to shag, one you have to marry. Have you played this before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Here we go. Three people I'm going to hit
you. I'm a little scared.
Okay. We're going to hit you with three. Ready? Hayley Lewis.
Well, I hope I know these people.
You know them. Yeah, Hayley Lewis.
Yeah.
Shannon Ponton. Okay. And the gorgeous Michelle Bridges. You have to boot one of them, shag one of them, marry the other one.
Oh, my God. It's not real fair.
Yeah, we haven't given you much option. Look, if you want to boot two people, you can do that.
Or you can shag the whole lot.
Oh, no, not up to that. Yeah, I'd boot two of them. That'd be Shan and Haley.
Yeah.
And then the other two would definitely be... you've put me on the spot, haven't you?
You can't say it, can you?
We love it.
We love it.
It's the one time we're silent.
One time he's like, you even got me nervous now. I'm getting a little blush.
I'm blushing for you, my cheeks.
Well, you know, it's a little hard at the moment because, you know, Mish is travelling so much. She's overseas all the time and I'm kind of here on my lonesome. So I guess it's kind of relative, but not.
Okay, well, we'll take that
I'm just talking like a politician now.
You're doing the Tony Abbott, you're dodging it.
You're good at it, though. You're very good at it.
You did all right. You dodged it. We know where you're heading, so that's all right.
Yeah, well, you wanted that answer anyway.
Yeah, we kind of got it.
All right, mate. Look, we really appreciate your time, man, and we can't wait for Sunday night. The Commando, ladies and gentlemen, from The Biggest Loser. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, guys.